list.
I guess the only other thing was, do people still want that Chapter 7 in the appendix? I mean, the appendix is already like 40 pages, but...
You mean as opposed to removing it, or moving it?
Just moving it.
I would leave it where it is, because it's not worth moving.
I would have to go through and check all the references,
I wouldn't,
too.
Yeah, I wouldn't change it. It's more work trouble than it's worth. It's kind of like, it could go either way, so let's leave it where it is.
Okay, thank
yeah,
you.
I agree. I think that's smart. I mean, just
appreciate that.
It's not going to add enough value to move it at this point.
And I suspect by 7, most of them will be asleep.
Nobody's going to read that part. So, well, that was one of the reasons to move it up, but that's probably not.
That's why there's a coupon on that
page. Oh, is that why?
That's right. That's right.
There's more to come.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
This is riveting stuff.
There's only two more.
We're going to rivet it?
Only two more things that I need. One is, if you guys could fill this out when you get a chance. If you want to email it to me, you can. I can send you the document. It just preserves your experiences. It'll be a public document, so don't say anything you don't want public. But if you do have specific feedback that you want to give the board separately, I can accommodate that. And then the last thing is, any emails for the CAG may be subject to the Public Records Act. Generally speaking, drafting and drafts are exempt until the deliberative process is over, and then they are no longer exempt, but they can be destroyed. But if you have any documents that I don't have, you need to give them to me so that they're preserved, at least for a time. And otherwise, whenever we get a records request for CAG stuff, I have to contact all of you and have you sign an affidavit and everything. So if we just do that up front and get that done, mm-hmm. then you won't be subject to having to respond to requests. Right. Does that seem reasonable?
So yes, let's do it by affidavit now, because I think we've copied you anyway, but I will go back and look and make sure. Let's eat everything.
Yeah. Do a search. And,
search and destroy everything in my outbox or whatever. Send items folder.
That's a great idea.
Okay.
I like that, Nathan. Thank you.
And then we'll do it once.
So I'll email out an affidavit. You can bring it Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Give it to me.
Yeah.
And check your emails.
Great.
Okay.
That sounds best.
So that's all I need. That's all I have then for you.
Send me an email.
We'll do. I'll send this out.
It's so Nathan, what is this for? I mean, what is the purpose of this? Is this to...
It's twofold. One is... quotes for a press release, and then the other is just for our general edification, for to share with the boards and to relay your experiences. You can opt out. I'm not going to require you to do it, but it would be useful for us to have. And if you don't have, if you have questions you don't want to answer, don't answer it. So,
got it.
Or anything else you want to add, you can add as well. So.
Like, how did we get talked into this? What was I thinking when I...
Apparently, it's memorable.
Apparently, rocks beat scissors.
Watching Rick's reactions to Google Docs.
Short straw.
I still haven't figured that out. God bless.
But you were so excited last week.
Well, I...
Yeah. That was then, this is now.
He's apparently over it. Yeah. I'd say he got over it.
Yeah, I lived through that real quick.
It was just a phase he was going through. Okay.
All right, so then the meeting that we're going to have on Tuesday, how do we want to approach discussing this in front of the board? How do we want to present this?
Well, since they'll have already read the report, we hope.
Right.
The only thing we need is... Dick, stop laughing. actually, I think most of them probably will read it. Or at least the first part of it. They'll probably die in about chapter 4. But, they'll get through the part that says recommendation for sure. So we won't have to explain ourselves too much, I don't think. So it's mostly questions from them about the process.
Do we want to have a PowerPoint... do we want to have a PowerPoint slide up with the recommendations visible? I mean, I'm not married to that at all, but I don't know.
Is that, are you thinking more for the public that's maybe there and hasn't had a chance to look at
the... Yeah, and then there's this discussion going on from a bunch of people that have read it. They're going, oh, wait a minute, what? I don't know.
So, we have a whiteboard.
and you know how to use it.
Use my whiteboard skills. Yeah.
So it was just a thought. It's not. We'll have some other copy. Nathan will have distributed copies of the recommendation.
So you're doing what? The first like imprint. 13 pages, or whatever it is, up through chapter one.
Yeah. So everybody will have it anyway.
So they'll have that.
Right. That's all they do.
I honestly don't think we know enough yet to say what the questions are going to be and why we would do a PowerPoint about it. It's also a bigger logistical challenge.
We may find that there's not a lot of questions. We may find that people are gracious, thank us for doing this work, and are ready to begin their own discussion.
So. Is there stuff that we didn't include in here that we want to say, though? Like, you know, the issues about if you're going to annex the town, you're going to have levy questions. How much do you do a lid lift? How much do they want to drop? And then, you know, that.
It's in the document, and I don't know that people are going to want to get into extraordinary detail in this meeting. I don't think that they'll be prepared.
I mean, that is extraordinary detail.
And I think that they're going to default, you know, into... My guess is they'll probably wind up defaulting into some working group, whether it's a 2x2x2 however they break it.
We could also prioritize some of the tasks that are in front of them.
That they will, on Tuesday, say, thank you very much, this is great, and let's all...
Nice talking to you. See you later.
But then they'll come back, and the various commissioners will come to you and say, well, what about this, and what about that, and other people will come to you. So you should be ready to listen to those questions and accumulate them as you go for as they come in, so that you can prepare easy answers like see page 25.
You'll find that in chapter 7. Right.
Yeah. That may be the way it works. It's a delayed response.
There's much too much information here to present.
Yeah, we're not going to present the report. No, we can answer questions about the report. We could also, I was thinking of things that aren't in the report that we'd want to say to them, and this is our chance.
You know, we made some opening comments at the last meeting, some variation of that again, just as a reminder. And then if anybody else wanted to make some comments, I'm happy to start and just make some very quick introductory comments.
Yeah, I mean, if I was... those two boards, what I would suggest them to do is to come back in a month and say, okay, you know, for any audiences here, we're going to take this home, digest it, then we're going to come back with a response and how we're going to proceed, because much of this has to get public buy-in. And so if they're really want to move this forward, they're going to try to move fairly quickly. They're going to want to try to start messaging it. And I would think it would be detrimental to start messaging something that they may or may not agree on.
The first step is to get agreement then. I mean, that partly is one of the things I think we need to admonish is, you know, don't do anything publicly until you're all on board.
Right, and so that's why I say they should probably set a timeline, a month or 2 months. We're going to come back. We're going to digest this. We're going to come up with a course of action. And then we also want to then get out and get in front of you. So to me, I think that minimalistic... Let them ask questions, and then back away, because we're not really setting their direction. And I think just by answering questions, we could get into a challenging, you know, and so forth. Because questions might come up as, "What's up? What's going to happen to annexing and, you know, the outer islands and, you know, and all those kinds of things." And
it's all in here.
and to a great extent, that
most of it really is in here.
So anyways, that would be my suggestion.
I mean, I agree, Rick. I'd be surprised if there was any extensive conversation. I think it's going to be pretty short and direct. And
unless they really want to know what to do next.
Right.
And that's why I would say they should have at least a game plan of what is next. We're going to come together in a month, and after we've read this, to at least start, and especially if they've made, you know, if they're going to really try to push this year's cycle, I mean, they've got to get on ballots and they've got to really get messaging out in a very short period of time. They have, what, 30 days, 45 days before they start the process? Is that not correct?
August.
Well,
August.
August is when it has to go and...
it all kind of depends on how... I mean, if they decide, yeah, we're going to go gung-ho after this thing, they should probably have the fire district apply for a license next month.
Yeah.
That'd be the first thing I would do. And I would get a license for the fire district to do EMS, because that's the first thing they have to do.
I have heard, and so let me just broach it, I have heard that there could be some individuals, even within the commissions, that are going to push for a preemptive contracting or
And if they want to do that, they can do that. It's probably best to do that as an interim thing, but yeah.
Can they do that, George? I mean...
Yeah.
But they have
to pursue legal. I mean, they still have to consult with their attorneys.
Right, and they would have to get new licenses from the state.
Yeah, all kinds of licensing has to happen first. That's a application process.
And if they did that and it became a convoluted mess, and now they're
if they rush it, it will become a convoluted mess.
And now they're trying to also message it for the vote.
Yeah, that would mess up the messaging. Correct.
And they get potentially maybe one shot, especially if this whole thing.
Yeah, you don't want to rush into the election with bad information.
Right.
And a mess.
So.
Oh, that's true.
If that question comes up, which I think it potentially could come up, what would be the CAG's opinion?
Get your act together before you do anything. Know what you want to do and everyone agree before you start down.
So I guess. So that maybe even leads into a broader question. Who starts to answer questions? So that we're all not rushing to...
I think what we do is, depending on the question, each of us have strong points.
Whatever
so
expertise.
We can just kind of look at each other, and if somebody's ready to jump in...
If it's a question about, you know, how did you come up with $400,000 savings or something, it's going to go to you.
Right.
If it's a question about, you know, I don't know, boundaries or something, it'll probably be me. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I would agree
as
well. I think that's how...
I think we'll just be...
Based on our committee kind of responsibilities and stuff.
And then there's...
And Dan will keep chiming in, well, it works better in Skagit by doing this.
It's a small group and so forth, and we're probably very open, but would it be in a more controlled environment if you actually directed that process? So if a question came in, George, do you want to?
Yeah,
or
I could
Dan?
Yeah, you can.
And then that.
Rather than all of us jumping on each other,
right,
it would probably be best for no one to, you know, trample somebody else so they're already talking.
Exactly. And so maybe since you're the chair and so forth, so just strategically, maybe if it's a long table, you sit center, and that way you just look left, right for two.
That's what we did last time.
Yeah.
Take it, somebody.
Yeah. I just want to say we'll deliver this on April 1st.
Yeah, that wasn't really my area of expertise. Anybody else want it? I think it's going to go.
Because it makes us look a little more polished in our process.
Yeah,
right. No, I agree. That's easy to do.
Yeah.
So how about after the meeting, if we each start getting individual calls from certain parties?
Yes.
Asking questions.
You know, I think we can just answer them as best we can.
If we know the answer,
because
if we don't know the answer, I think we don't make stuff up. That's pretty much.
And I think for a lot of people, it'll take some time for other people who aren't going to get to see this ahead of time. You know, I just say, you know, spend some time with the document, and then then let me know what you think.
Yeah, our leanings are pretty strong in here. I think they know what we're saying. We want to suggest. So,
and that would be my suggestion, Dan, is either how we got to where we got to, or what's in the document, but I wouldn't speculate how to go forward or what to go forward. That's I would stay out of the speculating business until they determine how they want to do, and then maybe come back to
us. They could go a completely different direction. This is our recommendation. They could say, yeah, the CAG, thank you for all your work, but we don't like it. So we're not doing that, and we don't know what they're going to do. We have no idea.
Well, and they may not even agree amongst themselves.
Exactly.
So who knows where that leads then? And you don't want to be in the middle of the commissioners fighting with each other. And you know,
we don't. But let me ask all of you that question. So, if they do perceive to go in a completely different direction, you as an individual, how do you handle that? If you're really opposed, but you were on the committee. What's your beliefs into how you were?
We're all individual citizens here. Yeah. We did this work as individual citizens. I mean, we work together, but we're citizens. And I think, you know, I would certainly feel obligated to say, you know, gosh, you know, I was part of this effort. I worked with this team for a year. We came up with these recommendations. And if there's a reason to dismiss something, I'd like to understand the reason. But if there's no reason, you know, we did a lot of this work and background work. We really think this is best.
I would be perfectly okay defending the stuff that we came, the conclusions we came to, because we've done enough thinking about it. And I would advocate as a private citizen for doing the right thing.
Okay.
And I have in the past been known to say the commissioner asking that is clearly clueless.
We're not signing.
And I would say that again if it comes up.
Okay. We're not going to sign a non-disclosure statement.
Right, right. Yeah. No, I just wanted to know what we all feel about that.
We're not employees of either of the commissioners or something.
Because,
so,
you know, I would have to be real vocal if they said, well, you know what, I think that the levy rate ought to be about $1.50.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Be very vocal.
I think that's totally appropriate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think a lot of voters
will. Yeah, I think so too. But I just wanted to get all your
gentlemen's
thoughts.
You have your opinions and you are entitled to them and you are welcome to share them. You're obviously not speaking for the CAG if you get asked as a private citizen, what do you think about this whole mess?
Refer to our CAG experience.
But we can say that this is what we came to, this is the conclusion we came to, and I think that idiot is saying that you should go for a 50-cent levy or something.
Yeah.
All this nut.
Yep.
Okay.
Just go ahead and say whatever you can defend.
Chuck, it wasn't clear to me from the early part of this discussion. Are you proposing to walk through the recommendations?
No, not to walk through the recommendations. They'll have already digested them, and we're going to distribute them in the meeting.
Well, and they will be available in hard copy if we have enough copies for whoever shows up.
It occurs to me, though, that the issue is that you're going to have a lot of members of the public and employees there.
That was my point.
Yeah, because, I mean, the boards will know, but this is a golden.
But since we're distributing just the recommendations portion of this,
we have to take into account the public.
I mean, I would hate to sit there and actually have to read through all of the recommendations.
No, but you could cover the entire recommendation in 5 minutes. I know I can. After 10 months, I can regurgitate the whole thing in 5 minutes. You know, it's not that complicated.
The entire chapter one of them takes 6 pages.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it's not.
And you know, members of the public may not trust the boards. They want to hear from you, and they may not have time to read the entire report. They're laymen. Not everyone is like Carr and Richard who are going to read the whole thing. You know, but they still have a right and a need to know.
And I think a summary of the recommendations is fine, but you're going to have people there who want to hear what you guys came up with after a year.
Okay, 5 minutes on what we recommend is probably not asking too much. And it really is the first 4 pages or whatever of chapter one that you need to summarize. Implementation stuff afterwards is probably not even that interesting compared to, you know, the...
Okay, we can do that.
Some of the implementation stuff is important, though.
Yes, some of it is. Well, I'm talking about the issues and concerns.
Oh, we can talk different. Okay.
1.2.4 is where you can stop summarizing.
After that, yes.
After that, it's not really something they need.
So you're going to do that, Chuck?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that could get, which I agree, it's a good idea. Questions could get into such detail that we could be here until after midnight. And I think it's best if you give them the overall summary of what's going on. We got here because it's some basic concepts, but it really should
refer them to the report as soon as it gets
online.
Yeah,
just
refer
them.
That's covered in the chapter on elections or whatever, and you should just read that chapter.
Go home and read it.
Go and read about elections. It's all in there.
It's going to be available electronically, but you're letting the commissions, the respective commissions in the town, put them up on their website So why can't they just say to any citizen who's interested, there it is on the website, go and read it, and you can read it in its entirety?
You know, there's a judgment call they made there, you know, it's like, it's not unreasonable to answer basic questions, even maybe some intermediate questions, but difficult questions that require charts and numbers and things, you're going to have to just say, you know, the report is here.
Yeah, no, we refer a lot of things to the report.
I'm not sure about the idea of reading the recommendations at the meeting, which is what you were suggesting. And what...
I was talking about a summary, like Jason said, 5 minutes.
I'm not reading
them or walking through them one by one.
But it's hard to do that.
Well, there might be a few that you'd want to highlight, is all.
You basically say, we are recommending a consolidation. Probably the simplest way to do it is to annex the town and lift the fire district levy. We recommend you expand your board to accommodate people from town with medical backgrounds. We recommend MOUs to deal with the outer islands or something else. That's the whole thing.
Well, no, there's other important things in there.
Yeah.
Maybe. I agree, but I'm
talking about there's some absolute conditions that I think are very important for the boards and the general public to understand. So
I think one
recommendation has got
a lot of trouble. People read the chapter.
I'm overstating the case, but
I understand. But
I'm overstating, but nonetheless, I just summarized 100 pages of text. So
yes.
You could probably summarize your absolute recommendations and other things as well.
I agree. I think.
Well, I guess then I asked the question. And maybe it's something that you need to ask Jarman and Edwards and Duncan, is this is really their meeting. And it's, so how do they want to run it? And what is it that they expect us to provide?
I can answer that.
Of what? Okay.
We're working on an agenda right now between the boards and the fire. Because that is up to the boards.
Right.
But they are leaving you a chunk of time. Half hour, 45 minutes, something like that for your part. But they'll have worked out an agenda between the boards and they'll have,
So what are they expecting of our part? I guess that's the question.
If I was on the board, I would expect that if I gave the group a charge to come back with possible integration, I would expect them to come back and tell me what that is. Do we integrate or not? What's your recommendation?
So 45 minutes is a pretty long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's a question and answer as well.
Including questions
and
answers.
That's a whole package.
Okay, so again, then
it's like roughly an hour, including questions.
Let me go back. What did the boards want us to do? Do they want us to present this whole document?
No, I would do a synopsis of the recommendation. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I agree.
But as a synopsis, not going.
Do you want to divide that up, or do you want to do the whole thing for the?
We can divide it up.
Well, then because I think there's only like four things.
Yeah.
Sections, so to speak. I mean, there's the
and then I think the other
primary recommendation
is we will get questions.
Yeah. It's all about the questions.
We
just want to get the ball rolling with some summary.
Right. But it's their meeting. So go ahead.
I think what you want to start with is the recommendation, and next most important thing would be the absolute conditions that we state are a requirement of it. The third thing, actually, I would jump all the way to the
implementation
recommendation, mm-hmm. which is like four things that need to be highlighted. Then after that, you might want to jump back to the benefits and explain why.
Yeah,
I think
we came to those conclusions. But I would skip entirely the concerns and all the detail under issues and concerns. That stuff isn't really going to be that compelling. If they have questions, they can ask it out. Fine. But I think the few things that we really need to talk about are the recommendations and requirements and the implementation.
No, I agree. I think that's a good way
so
to
if we, if
it.
We if you want to split those up, that's fine.
Yeah, why don't we do that? I'll make some introductory comments. I'll just take on the first
recommendation.
And then does somebody else want to go through absolute conditions? Because that's almost in some ways even more important than anything else.
Sure. Who wants to do which is the only person.
If no one wants to, I can do the absolute conditions.
That'd be great.
But maybe I'll do implementation recommendations.
And see, Rick, how I would view this is that I would view this as a staff going in to report to the board on a, you've been tasked with doing a report. And we've been tasked with doing a report. We're right. going to present it, and we're going to do a very, a highlight of our recommendation, and then answer any questions they have. Now, granted, this is a huge document, and we're not going to be able to answer
and if we were,
questions.
If we so. Were, if I was going in front of the board, mm-hmm. I would absolutely understand that. But I'm not going in front of the board. I'm going in front of employees, and I'm going in front of citizens. And
yeah.
so,
yeah.
and I can tell you that there's going to be some employees that are going to have real heartburn.
They're going to gasp.
Yes, yeah. They are, and so forth. And so, all I'm asking is what, since it's their meeting and their thing, what do they want us to do just to ensure that we get through? I mean, do they, are they going to want to have time to prepare people?
You know, Rick, I mean, having been through thousands and thousands of city council meetings, I'm not worried about that.
Okay.
I mean, I think
all I wanted to do was just voice it.
Yeah, I mean, I think whatever they're going to decide to do as their next step is really going to be the big issue for mm-hmm. everybody who's in the room. And we always said from the beginning, lobby us. We're not the decision maker.
Right? We need to frame this as a recommendation only, and the actions that are taken after this are up to the commissioners and out of our hands and all that.
It's not that I'm opposed to it. All I'm doing is just trying to
help.
You're right. It's going to be a concern for a lot of those folks personally.
I'm very excited for the moment we take, in Karin's famous words, balls in your court. Back to you in the studio.
Over to you, Doc. That's how I see it.
So the three of you got it worked out that you guys got your section.
Does somebody want to do benefits?
Because, and again, I fear for going, we shouldn't go into too much detail.
No, not at all. This is very summary stuff. Everybody gets a minute to say whatever it is they're going to say.
And I just take a few minutes.
And I totally have a sense that the elected officials, or at least the executives of the elected officials in the room, will have a game plan about what to do going forward. Mm-hmm. And I think it'll be to go ahead and set a working group or a meeting to discuss a working group.
They're going
to
do some subcommittees or something.
And that's where everything's going to funnel to. So.
I can do benefits.
Would you do the benefit?
I think you could probably do that.
You were the Benny.
I'm cool.
Let's see. Okay, so order is Chuck is comments recommendation, and Mark is doing the absolute condition, and then
I'll do
George's implementation, and then your benefits.
You're going to do the benefits, which explain why all of this is a good idea.
And what's Dan doing?
Dan's going to look good.
Dan's, you know what?
No, come on now. I'm not liking this.
Dan, the shredder, will come in late. Clean up.
Well, you do see benefits. I think what I would also speak about just how it's worked in other areas.
It's the best. It's the best practices.
You can tie it to this is what the world is coming to, where they're going in the next county for that.
Yeah.
So you can cover a little bit with you on the benefits.
Yeah, I mean, you could actually, verify that these benefits that Rick was highlighting have been realized in other locations and from your outreach that you've done.
I got some interesting insights from the Anacortes fire chief yesterday. He came over. I came over. We brought him over, and I took him back. On the Skagit consolidation.
Oh, I bet it
was that Nick or?
No, it was Abe. It's the new chief.
It's the new chief.
Right. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Okay. Well, cool. Cool.
Yeah.
So you got Dan down there too? Yeah, there you go.
I do, but this is just, it's not going to go on the agenda.
Yeah.
This is for us.
You'll know what the game plan is.
Just
so Chuck doesn't have to do all that talking.
Yeah, I'm going to get the groans behind me.
Hey, listen, you're one of them,
It's all good.
I heard the comment, I ain't pulling no damn hose.
We're behind you all the way, Mark.
Way.
Good.
You heard that comment from somebody?
Why?
Can I imagine?
So once you guys have gone through those, are you going to do anything else?
We're going to open it up for the commissions, respectively, to ask the questions, or Duncan or whoever.
Okay. Okay.
Who's going to run the meeting?
Is it one of them?
They decide.
Yeah, they decide.
Have they decided, though? Have they said that this is going to be something that Jarman or...
You can expect that the format will be a lot like the December 12th meeting.
Mm-hmm. Which was?
Which was the...
Bob called
the meeting.
Bob read it?
Yeah.
Okay. Fine with me. Okay. Yeah. Doesn't matter which one of them. It's going to have to be one of them.
But they can't decide until that day, so maybe they'll pick, Frank Cardinale. I don't know, but it seems likely, that they'll do what they've done in the past. Yeah. So.
Pick a number from 1 to 10. Yeah.
Well, I'm not doing that again. Excellent.
What else do we need to do?
Seems like there ought to be something, but I'm not sure there is.
No, I think we just need to adjourn.
Repair to herbs.
Okay. Yeah. Problems.
Let's make a comment before you do that.
Oh, public comment.
Yes.
When I walked in, you guys were in the midst of self-congratulation, which I think you have every right to do. I just want to say at this meeting that I have worked over the years with scores of CAGs and appointed commissions. And in terms of intelligent, thoughtful discussion, time invested, dedication to it, you guys are in the top two or three. I mean, you have every right to pat yourselves on the back. I mean, this has just been impressive from beginning to end. So thank you.
Thank you, Dick. Okay. Thank you, Dick. You do have some experience at this. So I'm glad to see that we're not in the bottom two. I was worried there.
Yeah, you guys did a terrific job.
Thank you.
It was more fun than you would think it would be.
More fun than had any right to guess.
I've learned more about elections and...
Have you ever wanted
to? You know what? Actually, again, when I was reading through this thing, I'm going, wow, okay. My wife was actually understanding it, which is, for her, on numbers, she does well on that side, but numbers not. She's going, yeah, I get it. So
that's good.
Yeah,
I like that feedback.
Yeah, nice job. Nice job.
Yeah. And I were saying we probably wrote more pages than the rest of you guys because the whole back half of this thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
But we didn't get paid by page either, so it doesn't really matter.
I keep arguing to Nathan that he should get a master's in public administration, and I think his thesis is done.
Oh, yeah, here it is. Yeah, to go with his master's in whiteboarding. Yeah.
Nice job. Exactly. I mean, he did a nice job running the process.
We all ran the process.
Well, I'm confident if for any reason these prison boards don't take this on, 2 years down the road, and it's here and it's a work product that they can use.
And that was one of the goals we pretty much said in the beginning, that we wanted to have something that would outlive the potential politics of any decision going forward. That we could always go back to and say, yeah, but what about this?
Right. Well, I hope we kept that long-term perspective. Down the road, it wants to look like this. You guys figure out how you're going to get there. And if these guys don't, they screw it up. The next guy's good.
Right.
So, I mean, it's kind of that ultimate endpoint design that makes the most sense.
Yeah, that's the value.
I think it's worthwhile bringing up at the meeting that it's imperative that you methodically and carefully go through this thing. Don't rush anything. Yeah. All the information.
Please at least read it.
But don't.
Some of these guys.
Yeah, skills.
Too much known.
I've run into that too with representatives from all the agencies where they think certain things are going to be way simpler than they are.
Yes, and I think this is one of those cases where they thought, oh yeah, we just drive the trucks over there and the EMTs would now report to, and no.
They're like, why are they so worried?
Why did it take 9-10 months, whatever it was, right?
Yeah. Dealing with levies in the election process, this isn't a short gig. And
there are legal issues, there's all kinds of stuff, liability and insurance.
And there's a lot of sell that's got to go to a lot of folks to really, get on board.
Yeah, that whole messaging thing, we did duck that question. So that's got to happen. Somebody's going to have to take on the responsibility to make good, clear communication about why we want to do this. And hopefully everybody will be on board. So we'll see.
Hearing no other business, we're adjourned.
Oh, not so fast.
Hang on.
Nathan has it.
Stand by.